to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
Seldom is God's work not followed by controversy. In Acts chapter 11, news from Caesarea upsets the apple cart. According to the Jews in Jerusalem, children of God were supposed to be circumcised. What's Peter doing, sanctioning a new approach? Peter tells them exactly how it happened. God didn't wait until the Gentiles were circumcised to save them or fill them with the Spirit. He accepted them the moment they believed. How could Peter deny Cornelius' clan a believer's baptism? Who was he to fight with God? And who are we to slight those that God has saved just because they don't wear the same badge of designation we display on our chest? Churches were popping up everywhere. Barnabas was chosen to journey from Jerusalem to encourage the church in Antioch, and he saw they needed help. Barnabas recruited the tiger from Tarsus, a tenacious evangelist named Paul. Paul was from a Greek culture and had a background in Hebrew. He would make the perfect teacher. Paul is about to take center stage in God's efforts to reach the world. Christian means little Christ. The Romans meant it as a derogatory term, but the believers in Antioch accepted it as an honor. Is your life a miniature model of what others can see in the Savior? Are you Christian in the truest sense of the word?
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.